And by the way, Mitch will join us near the end of our show today, and we'll just remind you again about his Say Detroit fundraising efforts all day tomorrow. In fact, in this time period, in every time period, starting at 6 in the morning. So, and we are going to be there to support him in every way we can, as we do every year. The state representative in Michigan's 55th district, the Republican in Rochester Hills, Mark Tisdale, joins us right now. And he is probably enjoying very much what he is seeing happening in Australia, because he is sponsoring a bill to restrict social media use for people under 18. So they did it in Australia for people 16 and under. Nice to have you on, Representative Tisdale. Tell me how the battle goes here in America to try to straighten out and protect our youth.
Oh, good afternoon, Paul W. And yes, Australia has done it on a national basis, under age 16. Florida was probably the first in the U.S. to introduce something like this. Again, they too are looking at it under age 16. I'm saying minors. If you want to create an account on one of the social media sites, you have to accept a terms of use agreement. That terms of use agreement is a contract, and minors cannot consent to a contract. Period. So if the social media sites want to change the way they do business, that's fine. But basically, they're asking a minor to consent to a quid pro quo contract. We'll let you use our platform, and you allow us to monitor your online usage, and we'll monetize that, basically selling your time and attention to advertisers.
Sometimes I speak. It's ready, fire, aim for me.
All have that.
Okay. I said this, and you're going to tell me right or wrong. I said, if anybody is against what, in this case, Representative Tisdale, you want to do, I can't come up with a reason that they would, other than if they were making money off the deal or somebody was influencing them with money. And I still am going to stand by that.
Well, listen, what is it about teens and tweens and social media sites that requires this exception in consenting to contracts? Well, teens and tweens are valuable marketing targets. They influence a lot of sales and purchases. And that's all it comes down to. And the social pathologies, the emotional and psychological pathologies associated with long-term social media contact are well demonstrated in the science and the research. That's not a question anymore. So why is it Dr. Jonathan Haidt out of New York University will tell you we're in our 13th year of a mental health crisis for teens and tweens, particularly girls. So why do we allow this to continue? Why do we allow minors to consent to these online contracts? Their parents don't have any authority on the front end, but are going to have responsibility for picking up pieces on the back end. You've disconnected authority from responsibility for parents, and that's unacceptable.
Well, Representative Mark Tisdale, you mentioned especially for girls. I would say to you, the news today and yesterday is all about boys killing themselves after they get taken advantage of on social media. So it is a major problem affecting our kids, period, in general. And, you know, we kind of let people get away with things. For example, we knew what was happening years ago when people would put on shelves in grocery stores or toy stores things that little kids would want on the lower shelves, so that when they were being pushed through the store in a stroller, they would see these items and say, "I want, I want." They were manipulating these little kids back then. Now they're just doing it in a much more today way with social media. It doesn't make it any better. In fact, I think it makes it worse. And I would love to know when this is going along. What's next for you? I want to know who's against this idea. I'd love to have them on, or at the very least, if they won't come on, publish their names, because I can't come up with a good reason why a legislator would go to bat for a 16-year-old or a 12-year-old or an 18-year-old to make sure they could keep their social media platform. Seriously?
Well, and they can keep their social media platform. They just need a parent or guardian's consent to sign on to agree to the contract. And that parent or guardian has to have full access to the account, to see the contact list, to see the postings, to see the direct messages and the replies.
So we're asking parents to do more parenting in this kind of a situation too, then.
And giving them the tools that are not now available.
From Rochester Hills, the Republican State Representative, Michigan's 55th District, Representative Mark Tisdale. Keep up the good work. Let us know how we can help.
Thank you very much, Paul W.
Thank you, sir, very much. Somebody's got to step up. I said it at the start of the show. They've got to have the intestinal fortitude to step up and do this. And it looks like Mark Tisdale does and is. Heading toward 12:43 at WJR. Look, the holidays, we know, are for spending time with family and friends in the comfort of our home. But is your home ready for all those fun-filled festivities? Now, whether you're concerned about the quality of air you and your guests will breathe, winter power outages, or the status of your existing furnace, our friends at Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical are there for you. It's still family. It's the next generation, Dan Pelko and Crystal Klempert Pelko. They offer quality products and repair services for an honest price. They also offer free, no-pressure estimates for new heating equipment. I want you to call Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical today. Schedule an appointment to have your furnace cleaned and checked to ensure your furnace continues to keep you warm during the holidays. And remember, none of their people work on commission, so they'll never try to sell you something you don't need or want. And now Family is the official heating, cooling, and electrical partner of the Detroit Red Wings. Had a wonderful dinner with Dan Pelko and Crystal Klempert Pelko at Ottavia, I think it is, in Corktown with the salesperson Mary Burney. It was a wonderful time talking about the good work that they continue to do and how much they really care about you. That's why they are called the Family. It's not just the name of their company. It truly is the way they do business. I want you to call Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. You can visit familyheating.com, familyheating.com simply. You'll get all the numbers you need, all the locations. And you can learn, too, how their family can help your family. Remember, this is so true, and I've been saying it for years. Family is not just the name of their company, but the way they do business. Heading toward 12:45 with Paul W. Smith in Focus on WJR.